新能源车的智能驾驶现在有个怪现象。
The smart driving of new energy vehicles has a strange phenomenon now.
好像不提纯。
It seems that there is no mention of purity.
视觉就不配叫高科技。
Vision is not worthy of being called high tech.
但我今天要告诉你。
But I want to tell you today.
特斯拉的纯视觉和国内新势力们高调喊的纯视觉压根就不是一个物种。
Tesla's pure vision and the domestic new forces who are high-profilely promoting pure vision are simply not the same species.
这里面没有奇迹。
There is no miracle here.
没有魔法。
No magic.
只有数据，赤裸裸的数据。理想。
Only the ideal of raw data.
在讲世界模型。
Talking about the world model.
小鹏在讲物理模型，都要学特斯拉。
Xiaopeng is learning from Tesla and physics models.
要去掉激光雷达。
Remove the LiDAR in your.
走纯视觉。
Go pure visual.
但只不过是他们为了给自己披上科技外衣的话术而已。
But it's just a bunch of them using technology as a cover story for their own purposes.
别被故事绕进去了。
Don't get caught up in the story.
要看透本质。
Understand the essence of the picture. Well,
特斯拉的 FSD 在国外和在国内完全是两个东西。
Tesla's FSD is completely different in the foreign market and in China.
在全球，几百万辆车跑了快十年。
In the world, there are millions of cars that have been running for nearly 10 years.
靠影子模式，无感的、低成本的回传海量真实驾驶数据。
Leverage shadow mode to seamlessly and cost-effectively return massive amounts of real driving data.
那是真正的数据飞轮，转得飞快。
That's a truly fast spinning flywheel of data.
海外版 FSD 是用上百亿公里数据硬生生喂出来的老司机。
Overseas version FSD is a veteran driver that has been trained with hundreds of billions of kilometers of data.
但一进中国呢？
But when you enter China,
因为数据安全和测绘法规的严控。
Due to the strict control of data security and surveying regulations,
就算强如特斯拉。
Even if you break into a Tesla,
也没法用海外那一套来采集中国用户的数据。
It's impossible to use the overseas methods to collect data from Chinese users.
所以中国版 FSD 的能力底色是什么？
So, what are the underlying capabilities of the Chinese version of FSD?
是靠它海外那上百亿公里的通用能力在兜底。
It's relying on its vast global network of over hundreds of billions of kilometers to provide its services.
它的起点是全球数据堆出来的。
Its starting point is the accumulation of global data.
搞清楚这点。
Clarify this point.
我们再去看国内那些高喊纯局的新势力们。
Let's take a look at those new power players in China who are shouting about pure gaming.
95% 以上都卖在国内，既没有特斯拉的全球数据做家底。
95% or more are sold domestically without Tesla's global data to back it up.
又得面对同样的合规限制。
Facing the same compliance restrictions again.
也要搞纯视觉。
Also, we need to focus on pure visual.
我就想问一句。
I just want to ask.
数据呢？没有足够的米。
There is not enough rice.
你拿什么下锅？飞轮根本转不起来。
What are you using to turn the flywheel? It's not turning.
所以现阶段的中国最务实。
Therefore, the most pragmatic approach in China at present is.
最有效的方案。
The most effective solution.
只有一个，多传感器。
One multi-sensor.
融合，配合高精地图。
Integrate and coordinate with high-precision maps.
为什么？
Why?
因为这是唯一能快速拉高安全下限的办法。
Because this is the only way to quickly and safely pull up.
激光雷达
LIDAR
超音波雷达
Millimeter wave radar
它们是硬感知
They are hardworking and knowledgeable.
不需要海量数据去学
No need for massive data to learn.
就能直接告诉你
It can directly tell you
前面有东西别撞上去
Don't hit anything in front.
在数据不够的时候
When there is not enough data,
这是对安全最负责的兜底。
This is the most responsible bottom line for safety.
这不是落后。
This is not a setback.
这是在复杂中国路况下唯一正确的选择。
This is the only correct choice in complex Chinese road conditions.
那沿着这个逻辑往下推
Following this logic,
谁能胜出?
Who will win?
很清楚了。
I understand.
独立第三方的华为和 Momenta.
Independent third-party Huawei and Moment.
为什么?
Why are you strong?
因为他们服务的品牌
Because they serve many brands.
多,车型广,能跨品牌触达和处理海量数据场景。
Vehicle, wide range, brand, reach, and handle massive data scenarios.
这是单一车企比不了的。
This is something that a single car manufacturer cannot achieve.
而比亚迪靠什么?
What is BYD relying on?
靠的是自家恐怖的销量。
Relying on their own terrifying sales figures.
基本
Foundation.
哪怕算法暂时弱一点
Even if the algorithm is temporarily weaker
它也有源源不断的数据
It also has a steady stream of data
能把质量能力堆上去
Can stack up the ability to build
从长远看
In the long run
当这些拥有海量数据的巨头
When these giants with massive data
把融合方案做到极致之后
After achieving the ultimate fusion scheme,
他们一定会反过来做减法。
They will definitely do subtraction in reverse.
把激光雷达从主传感器慢慢弱化成一个纯粹的最后关头的安全冗余。
Gradually weaken the LIDAR from the main sensor to a purely last-minute safety redundancy.
因为终极的效率和最安全的状态。
Due to the ultimate efficiency and the safest state,
一定是让视觉大脑做主力驾驶员。
The visual system should be the main driver.
让雷达当那个最忠诚、绝不多嘴的哨兵。
That radar was the most loyal and silent sentinel.
只有分工明确。
Only with clear division of labor,
却才能避免算法的冲突和犹豫。
This can avoid conflicts and hesitation in the algorithm.
这个终局逻辑和特斯拉殊途同归。
This final logic is similar to Tesla.
所以
Therefore,
别听故事，看本质。
Don't listen to the story, look at the essence.
特斯拉的纯视觉背后是一座十年积累的全球数据帝国。
Tesla's autopilot behind a decade of global data empire.
而国内新势力喊纯视觉。
And domestic new forces shout pure visual.
更像是刻舟求剑。
More like sawing a boat to find a sword.
记住三句话。
Remember three sentences.
智驾的竞争拼的是谁的数据。
Who is competing in the rack competition?
飞轮能先装满。
The flywheel can be installed and filled with anything.
先转起来。
First, start up.
销量。
Sales.
规模和合作生态才是决定皇冠归属的最硬指标。
Scale and the ecosystem of cooperation are the most important factors determining the belonging of a crown.
在 AI 世界里。
In the world of AI.
数据就是命根，规模。
Data is the root, scale is the life.
就是王道，这个道理从未改变。
The fundamental principle remains the same.